Welcome everyone to What the Force, and welcome to a, I would say, really cool debut, in a way, a podcast debut for a friend of the show, an amazingly talented artist, Ali Nasser. And she is part of a very beautiful collaboration with her bandmate Megan Nichols, and they have created a band called Miss This. And part of the inspiration for their first single is actually Star Wars.
Yes.
Welcome, Allie.
Hello, thanks for having me on. I'm really excited.
And this is totally in line with what I like to talk about, which is how Star Wars inspires others to create new art and add to the community of creation that happens out there, you know, everywhere in the web and amongst ourselves, people who paint, people who draw, people who write. And this, when I heard about this, you kind of approached me in DM and you're like, hey, I'm working on this thing. And I was like so overwhelmed and excited for you. I'm so proud of you, Allie, for like taking the leap. But did you want to talk about what you've produced in your own words and kind of how you got there?
Sure. So this song is called Star-Crossed, and it started out as me writing a song about how my husband and I came together. But as most things do, as I was writing this song, it quickly evolved into something else entirely. So I brought this song to my bandmate and I was like, wow, this song is definitely Raylo. In my head, I knew that what I had written was pulling from their story and also a little bit of my own as well. And I showed the song to Megan. I had two verses and that was it. And she looks at me and she's like, is this song about Raylo? And I said, yeah, I guess it could be. Should we go for it? And we decided that we were going to go for it and we were going to write a Raylo song. So we did it. And it was definitely a new experience because I've never written a song for my fandom before. I don't know. It was really fun and exciting. And when we were writing it, we were just bouncing these ideas off of each other and talking about their story and kind of how we saw things going between them. And that's kind of how our lyrics evolved. And that's how we created the song.
Did you want to, maybe we could play it together and listen to it, like maybe both together at the same time, and then we could comment or talk about what we're hearing and the different things and kind of the emotion?
Yeah. Great. Because the elements in the song, sound-wise, also have to do with their connection. And
yeah. Do you want to give kind of some running commentary on it? And of course, I'll link to like the SoundCloud of it if people want to listen to it without our commentary. But I think that it's kind of a really cool add if we could maybe add some commentary to it about what it's all about, and then we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So there's like rain.
Yeah, so we started this because this is kind of when we first felt that Ray really saw Ben in their second bond, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of when she started seeing him in a different light, I think.
What's the instrument that you're playing in the background?
That's a ukulele.
Okay. Like, I already have the lyrics almost memorized in my head.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I love that. So, this home far away is Ray.
Yeah.
Girl with a sunny smile. Obviously, Ray hides behind her kind of happy exterior, right? She's just wanting someone to find her. In the beginning, it's her parents. And really, the person who finds her is Ben.
Mm-hmm.
He's been dreaming of her. And then, of course, our speculation is that they've been having visions and dreams of each other maybe their entire lives, or as long as Ray's been around.
Yeah, I love that part.
Just be patient. Wait a while. Sky is waiting. Starlit.
Like their destiny's waiting for them, right? So we kind of derived that chorus kind of from what Ma said to Rey in The Force Awakens, where the belonging you seek is not behind you, it's ahead. So even through it all, she's still there. And the light too, so he's always having that pull. And her visions of him too. Mm-hmm. We saw that in TFA and then also in the novelizations when she's seen him in a daydream or a nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so right here we have this rise in the music and the rain starts again. And in my mind, this is right before they have touched their hands in this force bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it all just fades away.
The underlay, hey? So you can kind of hear the rise. I love the girl with the sunny smile.
We have it ending with the rain as well, because after they have their hand touch in the hut, when Luke decides to interrupt things, there's rain.
Yeah, there's rain,
and she's fighting for Ben's honor.
Like, I described this in a tweet when I first, like, when you first released it to, like, Twitter and announced it. And it's just so hauntingly beautiful. You know, like, it's just touching. And the lyrics are very clear in what you're saying. Oh, it's awesome, Allie.
Thank you. Well, and it's great. Megan's husband was the one who produced this for us. So while we were going through the song and trying to weave in different like electronic elements and create this rise right before we have their hand touch.
Mm-hmm.
That sound that kind of culminates right before the drop of when it's just the uke and the voice, it kind of emulates the sound that we hear in the Force bond, the shh.
Yep.
Kind of, yeah. So we created that and, I love it. I like to listen to it because I think Alec did such an amazing job with that. It makes me so excited whenever I hear it.
Yeah. What is it about this inspiration that is so powerful that it creates this creative spark in so many creators, especially like yourself?
Yeah, it's really incredible. And for me, always seeing this incredible fan art, people writing amazing fics and all these things that I just felt like, you know, what can I add to this? What can I bring? And music is my thing. And I always thought, how cool would it be to write a song or something? And it was just really intimidating to me, the thought of it. And it, whenever I sat down to write something, it just didn't come out natural. You know, I couldn't make something come out in the way that I wanted to, or convey the way I wanted. I wasn't able to convey what I wanted to. So just stumbling into this song and just having it kind of flow was so exciting. And then now we've written another one, and it's just, it's crazy. So we're kind of like on this train now, like a Star Wars band. It's and really fun.
I messaged you, and I said it jokingly, but I did do a quick Google search, but there may be another all-female Star Wars band out there, but it was too difficult to find via Google. So you might be the first, or you might not be, but certainly it is a rare commodity.
It's fun.
You're becoming a Star Wars band.
I'm into it.
Obviously. Yes.
That makes me so excited.
I would say it's unique. It's not direct representation of sort of Star Wars music. This is, you know, taking it kind of to the next level, and the emotion and the intention and, you know, what these characters represent from a journey perspective that you're really tapping into, which is really amazing.
I grew up loving Pride and Prejudice. It was my favorite movie, favorite book. The 2005 Pride and Prejudice is my jam favorite. I kid you not, watched that once or twice a week for years. And when The Last Jedi came out, I looked at that and thought, this is Pride and Prejudice in space.
Yeah.
I love it. It makes me so happy. And it was funny because my mom is the person that I used to watch that movie with all the time. So one of my billions of viewings of going to see The Last Jedi was with her. And afterward, when we walked out of the theater, I was like, so what'd you think? And she said, well, that was Pride and Prejudice.
I know. I'm still trying to get my mom to watch it. Like,
oh my gosh.
She's listened to my podcast now twice. Once was for Jason Fry, and the other time was for when Rachel from Scavenger's Horde was on it randomly. She was like, that Rachel girl seems nice. She sends me a text. And I'm like, honestly, I've been trying to sell her on Pride and Prejudice in space for forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But were you a Star Wars fan, like, before? Like, can you tell me a little bit about your, like, Star Wars history?
Yes. So, actually, one of my earliest memories is of being a little kid, and in Arizona we have these insane monsoon storms in the summertime. And I was in my room and I was getting scared. I think I was like 4 maybe. And my dad would stay up late and watch movies or hockey or whatever's on, right?
Yeah.
So I walked out into the living room because sometimes he would allow me to hang out with him if I was not able to sleep or I was feeling afraid. And he was watching Empire Strikes Back. And yes, that is one of my earliest memories. And I sat there and watched it with him. And every time Darth Vader came on, I would get super afraid and I would hide behind my eye, my hand. I will never forget that. And that's kind of what I always grew up around it. My dad had the VHS, all the original trilogy VHSs, and we would watch those. I loved the prequels, although I was also afraid of those. I'm still a movie weenie, but growing up, anything violent or what I perceived as violent would scare the heck out of me. So I would run out of the theater or something. So I remember watching Revenge of the Sith and running out of the theater.
Which is like a pretty serious movie.
Yes. And running out of the theater crying when Anakin and Obi-Wan were having their fight. It was so upsetting to me. Like, so upsetting, but mostly because I loved Obi-Wan and I felt so sad for him. It was just scary. And then I walked in right as Anakin is burning up, which is like, I will never forget being that, seeing that. I can still be in the theater and see Anakin burning on the screen. Yeah, so those are my early Star Wars memories, but really I had my big Star Wars spark. I saw TFA, I loved it. I was definitely interested in what was going on between Kylo and Rey, and everybody loves Leia, and she just, Carrie Fisher. So I loved that movie, but Last Jedi was really what pushed me into communicating with other fans, what got me on Tumblr and Reddit and all these places where people were talking really deeply about the story and what we were seeing. And I was just so excited because I had nobody to talk with at the time about Star Wars. My dad would talk with me, but he's more of like the likes the lightsabers and the spaceships kind of guy. He's into it, but the romance part and the characterization is definitely, I had to find
character journey, intention.
Exactly. Yeah. And so my husband is like, he likes Star Wars, but you know, meh for him.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly chattering about it and he's like, can you please stop? I'm always talking about it. So yeah, that's kind of what sparked my fandom journey, really, I think, was The Last Jedi and getting me into diving deep into the story and the symbolism and theories and such.
Yeah, and I think that it's like a Creative Commons in some ways, especially female side of the fandom. But there are, you know, guys too that participate in this more intellectual conversation about what is the meaning. And that's the story of great art, right? That is great art, is when the conversation is still almost over a year later and we're still talking about it.
Yes, exactly.
Still talking about the symbolism, about analyzing what is being said, you know, how it makes us feel, what is the music doing. And every aspect of a Star Wars movie is art. And it's all in the service of the story.
It's so intricate. Mm-hmm. So incredible. I think that's what draws me so much to it, is that every piece of it, the costumes, the lighting in a scene, I mean, everything, the smallest detail, facial expressions, tying in different elements from different parts of the story. It's so amazing to me how everything's interwoven, and it's so deep. Like, Star Wars is deep.
Yeah, Star Wars is deep. And like, you watched it as a kid and you were involved in it, but has it caused you to start to look back on like other parts of the story, like other aspects of it, and start to explore those aspects?
Yes, it totally has. And that's going back and rewatching everything and just seeing how they tied everything together. So, I mean, obviously prequels came after original trilogy, so they kind of wove in that story there, but it's just, and it all fits and it works. And it's so amazing because I used to wonder, like, what up with Darth Vader? You know, like, why?
Yeah.
And
why make a complicated villain like this and make him, you know, kind of subject to this, in some ways, not very intelligent empire?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, exactly. What is his story? And, you know, some people don't need that to make an intimidating, powerful villain, because sometimes it's not as powerful to tell a backstory. So that's why I think that Snoke is actually quite successful, is because you don't need to know anything about Snoke to know that he is scary, abusive, and a terrible alien. Yeah. Terrible creature. Like
a weird worm guy.
Yeah, weird old man, that hangs around in his golden pajamas.
Right? Good old, like, Hugh
good old Hefner. Hugh Snow Hefner. I mean, like, he's weird and he's old, and the less you actually know about Snoke, the more intimidating and scary he is.
Yeah.
But if your intention is redemption, you at some point need to figure out how to make that character sympathetic.
Yeah.
And they never did that in the original trilogy. So that's almost why the prequels are necessary, right? Because
yes,
you need to sympathize with Anakin Skywalker and say, isn't it sad what happened to him?
Oh, yeah. Your heart breaks for Anakin. I mean, you see him as this. And I've always thought about that, about criminals or people that end up doing terrible things, or that these people were children once. And they had a life and a mom, and you know, they they're criminals, bad people, they're just like us, you know, that kind of thing. But it just, seeing that and watching his story and with Padme and that failed love, and it's just, it breaks my heart every time I watch it. And I always want it to turn out differently, right? You're like, Anakin, don't do it. Just go with Padme. Like, just leave. Just leave. Yeah. Every time I want it to change and it doesn't. But then we'd have no sequels, right?
What it is like, you have to have tragedy to be able to show what non-tragedy can look like.
Yes. And that's why I believe we're headed on a redemption for Ben Solo. 100%. I do not think that we can end this trilogy in a tragedy.
The episode after this is going to be on Star Wars characters that have been redeemed and what their redemption stories look like.
Oh, yes. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
You're going to be like, my episode and then redemption. Yes.
Yes. Oh, seriously. It's just, I mean, there is no character that I've ever sympathized with more or empathized with more than Kylo Ren, Ben Solo. I call him Ben because I believe Kylo Ren isn't a thing. Ben is Ben, and Kylo is a shell of, it's just a mask.
I think Kylo is a cooler name, though.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty sweet.
It's a pretty cool Kylo Ren cool name. Ben Solo, meh. But you know what? That's okay.
He's just a dude. I love it. I feel like it's so perfect for who he actually is. Like, a guy who has a calligraphy set and probably like socially awkward.
Socially awkward. Yeah.
Ben Solo is the perfect name for him.
So you've been inspired to take on new things as well. Like, after this, like, the spark of inspiration has not gone out. You've come up with another song. You just messaged about it today. Hopefully maybe it'll be recorded and being released by the time this comes out, or maybe shortly after. But did you want to play a little bit from it?
Yes, I would love to.
I'm excited. This is like a special sneak a peek for me.
Oh, yeah. I know. Now I just hope that I play it right and sing it well. Okay. My sight, my soul in its darkest night. What have I done? I fell slowly from the sun. Tired eyes, fading smiles, whispers saying I'm not right. Hiding secrets of no one who fell slowly from the sun. I am the light. And I am fire. I am ashes on a funeral pyre. I am a war in a loose. sing fast. I am rumor and I am loud. Tallest tales of overgrown, a name I wish I had not known. That legacy was mine. Was it a matter of time? For the sunset, I must live with my regret. I'm bound. This is mine to own. I am blood and I am fire. I am ashes on the funeral pyre. I am war in a losing fight. I am rumors and I am light. Thought I was so alone. Stars are calling me home. Something's sparking in my soul. I can't deny the moon reaching out to me. Lost a distant memory. Out here, all is quiet. Maybe we could get this right. I am good and I am fine. I am ashes on the funeral pyre. I am war in a losing fight. I am rumors and I am loud. Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Shaky, but okay.
No, that was so good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you have to tell me all about it. What's inspiring you?
Okay, so I first wrote this about Ben, and then I looked at it and thought, my God, this is probably Anakin also. But yeah, so
it's so tragic.
Yes, and it has those dissonant notes in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Which is just that conflict, right?
And the pull within his soul, right?
Yeah. And so the beginning, so we have paralyzed, lost my sight, my soul in its darkest night. I look at that as like, this is in the Last Jedi time. Obviously Ben has just killed his father and is feeling pretty torn up. Mm-hmm. What have I done? I fell slowly from the sun. So,
well, it's like the sun almost going out at the moment.
Exactly. Yeah, that's totally what I visualized. Tired eyes, fading smiles, whispers saying I'm not right. I pulled that from Last Jedi novelization when Ben is thinking back to when he was a little boy and his parents would whisper about him. And he said, you know, that he felt that he was a monster, that they thought he was a monster. Hiding secrets of the one who fell slowly from the sun. So then he finds out that he is Darth Vader's grandson. And Anakin is the one who fell slowly from the sun, also fell to the dark. And I am blood and I am fire. So... he is a legacy family line. I am blood and I am fire. So then also just like this erratic, wild thing, right? I am ashes on a funeral pyre, which is Vader, right?
Mm-hmm. Both in Revenge of the Sith and Return of the Jedi.
Exactly. Right?
And like that imagery was very poignant for me. And like one thing in The Last Jedi, they describe fire and burning a lot in The Last Jedi novelization. So, yeah.
Yes. And then I'm war in a losing fight. So obviously it's the war inside of himself. Mm. So he's just so torn up and he feels like he's so lost. And I am rumors and I am light. Him knowing that when he was born, people were talking about, Ben Solo was born with a full head of hair and all his teeth. Like they talked about in, I can't remember what book that was. Oh no, in Bloodline maybe? When Ben was born, there were these people saying all these things about him. So I am rumors. And then he's also light. So yeah. You have too much of your father's heart in you.
And like people had a lot of hopes for him, this powerful Skywalker blood.
Yes, yes, right? Exactly. Yeah. And then the tallest tales have overgrown a name I wish I had not known. So Skywalker, Anakin, Darth Vader, all of those things. Mm-hmm. That legacy was mine. So the legacy of Vader, was it a matter of time? Him just wondering, like, was I destined to fall anyway? Was this where I was supposed to end up anyway? Before the sunset would be when the darkness came. And then I must live with my regret. I'm bound. This is mine to own. So killing his father, everything that he's done. And then we have our chorus again. And then this is where there's a little spark of hope, which is thought I was so alone. Stars are calling me home, which is kind of I had taken this from Starcrossed. So they kind of interweave a little bit and something sparking my soul. I can't deny the pull. So here comes the light reaching out to me. So here's Rey. Loss, a distant memory. So when finally someone is connecting with him and maybe he has a chance and maybe there's a chance. Out here, all is quiet. Maybe we can get this right. So he's thinking to himself, you know, we can make a new order. We can bring a new order to the galaxy. Our poor misguided boy.
Yeah, well, there's other options than being under Snoke forever. Exactly. There's a path out.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But then his legacy comes back to haunt him every time. But I am blood and I am fire. I am ashes on a funeral pyre. I am war in a losing fight. I am rumors. I am light.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, it's glorious.
Thanks.
Yes, I love
that's
it.
That's the new one.
I'm so happy, Allie, that you're like writing and that it's meaningful not only to you, but also like these are powerful songs. And I think it was the Goo Goo Dolls, oddly, when they were writing for City of Angels. And they had only written for themselves before that. And yeah, they had a successful album. And then they were like, I guess we're done. We've told all our stories.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh, wait, we can tell other people's stories through music.
Yes.
It's just wonderful to see that, like, you know, these stories of loss and belonging and mistakes and trying to figure out who you are going to become can be told in so many unique and wonderful ways.
Yeah, and we can all relate to them, right? Everybody has something. And that's also my goal with this music is that even if you had pulled yourself, if someone didn't know that this was about Star Wars, I would hope that they would still be able to enjoy it and pull something for themselves out of these songs. That's the goal, is to kind of pull people in from everywhere. It's inspired by Star Wars, but I hope all can enjoy. We only had one mean comment so far. Some guy wrote, truly disgusting. I'm like, okay, thanks, buddy. appreciate you.
Yeah, it's I think some people just enjoy making other people feel bad. It's
oh, like, yeah, 100%. I'm like, yeah. Dude, can't you just do something else with your time?
I mean, but like, this is where I really want to encourage people who are maybe thinking about creating, like, mm-hmm. Allie, you love music and you're like, I want to write something, but maybe it's not been inspired for you. But there's nothing wrong with writing or drawing or creating and being inspired by something, you know, that already exists, but then you take it in a new direction. You add a new spin to it. You flesh it out in a different way, or you try it in a different way. And that's why I love transformational works, which this is.
Yeah, me too. And I mean, to anyone who's wanting to do this and you're scared to share whatever you've done, I just hope that you would go for it, because I was afraid to share at first because I thought, especially on Reddit, I was really afraid to post it there, because I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody from our Star Wars is going to find this and come downvote me to oblivion. And you run through these things in your head and you scare mm-hmm. yourself, and you just can't be afraid. You just have to go for it and you do it. I'm so happy with how people have responded to this song. And like, I was on my Spotify for Artists a couple days ago, and I saw that two people were listening to the song, like, as I was logged in. And I thought, oh my gosh, and like, that's not me listening to it. So that was pretty cool. You know, Megan and I were in a band, still are, but we had been signed for a period of time, and we were recording and doing all this stuff, and it was really fun and great, but that fell apart. And then we were kind of looking for something new to do, and we created Miss This. And mm-hmm. I'm so excited for what we've been able to do, and just kind of making things for ourselves and doing things that we love. And I've kind of roped Megan into the Star Wars universe, and
and she's inspired too.
Yeah, yes, which is so exciting. So pulling her along and having her be a part of that has been amazing, and having friends involved. And I mean, like I said earlier, I had nobody, and now I have people, and I've made friends on Reddit like you and this girl Nikki, who's awesome. And you know, you just make friends, and it's really really awesome. So I love that.
And like, part of sharing your creations out there is like sharing a piece of your heart and sharing a piece of your soul. And it can be a little scary, but I would have never had the opportunity to hear Allie sing directly just to me. I feel like so privileged. If I hadn't been inspired by The Last Jedi to start this podcast, and she hadn't been inspired by The Last Jedi to write that song.
Thank you, Rian Johnson and Star Wars.
And I hope, Allie, you have just like the most amazing 2019 and are just super inspired to come up with more things, you know, write more music. I will retweet like heck for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's so wonderful. Like, I'm just blown away by your talent and what a wonderful soul you are, and such a fan of this show, which I don't feel like I deserve, but you are like my number one fan, which is amazing.
Oh yeah. You deserve it. This show is amazing. I know I tell you this all the time. But
I know, but I need to hear it.
There's something for everybody in it. You like model building? Well, we've got an episode on that. You like novels? Well, we've got that too. I mean, it's just, there's so many different things. And I just love the variety, and it appeals to all aspects of the fandom. It's so great.
Thank you. I just love that I have cool people that actually listen to me. You know, I pull in creatives, and that's like, that's who I want to talk to, is people that are so inspired by Star Wars that they create something new off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, It's pretty cool. I mean, even just following your Twitter feed and the people that comment and then going into their stuff, like, I mean, obviously Kate and her art, I love her stuff so much. So that's always fun. She just posted a new one today. I think it's very cute.
Yes, she's very inspired. But it's hard. It can be hard with the trolls out there and people that seem to only want to bring down and make you feel negative about something that you've created, mm-hmm. but maybe they wouldn't comment as much if they were creating themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, we're just, yeah, we'll let other people enjoy their lives.
Are you coming to celebration?
Oh, I wish. I'm not. I'm so envious of everyone that gets to go. It makes me so sad that I'm not going to be there. Everything got sold out way too fast.
Oh, it was so fast. I was like on it though. I had to go.
Yeah. By the time I was even like thinking about being able to go, it was already long gone.
Take the day off work and watch the live streams.
I know. Seriously. I probably will.
You know there's going to be a trailer, Allie.
I know. Exactly. And I don't think I'll be able to function at work all day.
You'll be like checking.
Yeah, like, sorry, children. I'm sorry. I cannot work with you today. I will not teach you music. I have to watch Star Wars things.
So even more wonderful than being an amazing, like, singer-songwriter, Allie is also a music teacher.
Yes.
Which is like patience of a saint.
It's the best. I love it. Well, and I have a bunch of Star Wars stuff in my room, and I have kids that comment on it all the time, and they're so excited about it. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cute. I love it. And they love Kylo, and they love Rey. And there's this one little girl at the school that wears Rey buns all the time. She's the best. It's so cute. She started on Crazy Hair Day and ran up to me and was like, Mrs. Nasser, I wore my hair for you. And I'm like, oh, so cute. I love Star Wars. And she's been like doing it more and more because they think she got so many compliments on it.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Little girls out there.
In fandom.
Thank you for being awesome.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I love that. Like, Star Wars is for little girls now, too. I mean, it was always, but they're so welcomed into the fandom now.
Now they have a place and they can find things where they can see themselves in art and they can see themselves growing into somebody who's strong and beautiful and powerful and like just such a good person like Rey.
Yeah, exactly. I love that so much. It makes me, I know I keep saying this, Star Wars just makes me excited, but it makes me so excited to see kids that are excited about Star Wars because then you have, like, my nephew is obsessed with it. So the future of Star Wars is bright. Like, there's so many kids that love it, and I'm excited mm-hmm. for what's to come and for them to have their own
stories.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what's going to be next? It's going to be whatever Rian Johnson is concocting in his amazing cinnamon bun head.
I know. Exactly. I love him. I just wish that I could be, like, a fly on the wall and see what he's doing. It's just
He's working so hard. Cool. He's a hard worker when he writes. He writes really hard. But he's finishing his, I believe he's finishing his one movie that he's directing right now. And then hard back to work.
Oh, that makes me so excited. I love it. I can't wait. It's the best.
Well, thank you so much, Allie, for coming on the show and giving me a personal performance and talking about Starcrossed, which is an amazing, amazing song, which you should go and buy. It's available on iTunes. I think you can listen to it on SoundCloud or YouTube.
Spotify. Any of your favorite streaming platforms.
Yeah, but definitely pick it up if you have iTunes. It's awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
Allie, where can people find you out there if they're looking for you?
Okay. I have multiple places where you can find me. Number one, at Miss This Band on Twitter, Instagram. You can also find me. My Tumblr is inwildspace.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm.
I am also, I have so many Twitter accounts. You can also find me on Twitter at @in_wild_space or commenting all over What the Forest Show stuff. At Allie Nasser. You can find me pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, she's all over the place, and usually she's saying very kind things about my show, which I'm still blown away by. So
because
thank you.
It's the best.
Oh, it's this is a mutual admiration society right here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Allie, for coming on the show and just being wonderful and inspired. And I cannot wait to see what 2019 holds in store for you and what it's all going to be about in 2019 at the end.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I know. IX99. I'm so excited.
Trixie.
Yep.
This has been What the Force. I'm Marie-Claire Gould. We now have a Patreon available at patreon.com/whattheforce. We'd like to thank our patrons who love What the Force, In Wild Space, and Night Huntress for supporting the show, as well as all of our other patrons. Check it out if you're interested in supporting the show. We will be releasing special content as well as updates through the Patreon. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much everywhere podcasts are found, including YouTube. Our website is whattheforce.ca. We are available on Facebook at What the Force Podcast, and you can reach out to us on Twitter at WTForceShow to start a conversation. Cheers.